she could sense Jack was trying to get the measure of her, and she didn't want to show any weakness. "So I've been informed," she said stiffly.
"I don't know what you used to down in London, but we've little chuck with shirkers in the north. Their sorts don't tend to last long here, any road. If it's an easy time you're after, and you best go back where you've come from."
Edie sat up straighter. "What makes you think that's what I want?" His eyes skimmed her body.
"You weren't built for graft, child."
The cough forced itself out, but after a moment's painful wheezing, Edie was able to force it back under control. "Maybe not, but I'm reliably informed there's a war on," she said.
"Mappin' there is," Jack said. "If you did nought but read the papers and listen to the wireless,